next hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialist. Fighting for America.
With sincere appreciation to Kevin Miller for your extraordinary efforts to help the Boise Rescue Mission with Miller's Mission. You're the hero for all of us in the nonprofit world, but particularly for the Boise Rescue Mission.
Fighting for Idaho.
What you do is not just highlight giving for a one moment in time, but you stress to make giving part of your life.
Fighting for you.
You'll never know, Kevin, how much I love you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Today, our immigration system is broken, and everybody knows it. When I took office, I committed to fixing this broken immigration system.
The president had said before that he's not king, and he's not an emperor. But he's sure acting like one.
Look to Ronald Reagan, your hero. Look what he did to keep families united and to protect people in our country. Look that every president in the lifetime of most members of Congress have acted upon protecting people.
If you meet the criteria, you can come out of the shadows and get right with the law. If you're a criminal, you'll be deported.
So says the president. Good morning, Kevin Miller in the Morning here, 580 KIDO. Let's go to Dave on 84 holding. Dave, thanks for your patience. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. A couple comments. First thing regarding Boise Rescue Mission, Nampa Rescue Mission, Lighthouse, et cetera. I have the wonderful opportunity to preach and teach the Bible there and have for several years. And I want to tell you that the folks that that are there trying to make a change and get out of the snares of this world encourage me when I'm there, and the hope you said that your earlier intro, the hope that that is offered through preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you know, the whole mindset that somehow those of us that are not there have something to bring. If people only knew the rescue mission is very selective in helping these people, and I just wanted to mention that you know, those folks that are there that are making a change in their lives, they encourage me. That's just a wonderful opportunity, and you know, a turkey is temporary, but the hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ is eternal. And I want to put that out there. Secondly, with regards to, I'll be careful here. Our president, I'm a student of history, Kevin, and you know, Adolf Hitler, prior to invading Czechoslovakia, said to the known world, Germany and Germany's people need to expand, and therefore, it is fully lawful and it is lawful activity for me to come in and conquer and annex Czechoslovakia. Mussolini said the same thing. And I would dare say that history is going to record that this president is lawless. And I just want to ask the question, how long? How long, America, are we going to allow this to go on? I wonder what your thoughts are on that, Kevin.
I agree with you, and I continue to wait for someone. And you know, having had, Dave, the benefit of knowing and working with Senator Sessions, he seems to be the leader at the forefront, but you need more than just Senator Sessions to stop the president. You have to say, okay, sir, you want impeachment, you're going to get impeachment, and we're not going to pussyfoot around about this.
Well, and again, I'm going to make some correspondence known, and I would encourage every American who loves this country, because I love America. I love it. I love this country and everything we are.
Well, I'm with you, Dave, and I find it darn right insulting when the president of the United States says anybody that talks about deportation or, you know, is just not being honest.
Yeah, well, and in his comment of, you know, there's an immigration problem, everybody knows it. Well, you know what? what Hitler did in Germany, everybody knew about that too. And I'm sorry to just keep bringing up a scab and peeling it off, but you know what? There is a parallelism there that I believe is truth. I believe it is absolute truth. And the same logic is being applied here. And it just grieves me. And I too want to see, men of conviction stand firm in the gap and say, Mr. President, you've drawn the line, and now, sir, we are going to battle. And I guess we'll see what happens.
Dave, great point. Thank you for your work, sir.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. We go to O in Eagle wearing his Carhartt jumpsuit this morning. By the way, if you go to the Kevin Miller Facebook, you can see O with special mystery guest eating food. Glad to see your heart at work.
Hey, it's great to be here.
A little cold for you, O?
No, if I would have known Alan was going to be here, I'd have gotten dressed up and worn some socks. I didn't know you had a VIP panel going this morning.
Well, right? You're part of it, so don't be intimidated
Perfect.
By Alan.
Perfect.
Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. Again, thank you both for your donations. Now, did you donate a turkey, O?
No, it was a ham.
It
was a special infidel-approved ham.
I see.
Yes, it better suits my personality. It matches a little bit better than a turkey. I'm more of a ham guy. Which you should know that.
Matt, you are correct.
You said it was kosher ham.
Yes, thank you for that. There goes the tune-out factor again. So you have no problem, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, with what the president did. You think it's a great thing. You think he's the best ever. You think that he's the dictator, and that's just how it is.
I think that kind of overstates how I feel this morning. But it was an interesting evening last night.
Now, quit playing with the bacon there, and let's get going here.
Well, first I wanted to tell you, before we get into the president's speech, kind of what brings us here today. You know, last night, I do a return and report before I retire at night, and sometimes if I'm tired, it's perfunctory, but I try to approach the Lord in prayer and do a return and report. And last night, I was kind of surprised, lost in my thoughts, I mentioned that I had come here, gave some turkeys, and I had this impression of a rebuke that, as I reported, I had given 10 turkeys and I'd given some cash, and the thought came somewhat in my mind as a sarcastic note, saying, well, good, but you call that a sacrifice. And I thought about in the scriptures about Abel's sacrifice versus Cain's sacrifice. And the thought came to me that you can do more. You've got 5 wonderfully healthy children. You've got 7 grandchildren. You need to go back and do something in their name. And so what I did was this morning, before we got started here this morning, was I went back into Walmart and bought 12 additional turkeys to add to those that we've already given.
To your turkeys yesterday and your cash donation.
Right. That brings about the total value of about 50 to 55 turkeys. And, you know, I was thinking again this morning as to what I can do to help the scenario. I can't get out of my mind the thought that we talked about yesterday about people in this cold weather living in their cars, families living in their cars, and they're turning for aid to the Boise Rescue Mission. There are a few places where they can go. Out of the cold. And the Boise Rescue Mission does so much to help these people, not just for their immediate need of getting shelter and food, but trying to fix the problem to begin with. You know, a lot of these conditions, we have to confess, are based upon people's decision-making, and sometimes poor decision-making. It leads them into addiction, and it's a downward spiral. And what, without judgment, the Boise Rescue Mission steps up and helps these people, not just immediately by feeding them and providing them a shelter, but giving them help in overcoming these addictions. And where can you go for that?
I'm with you, but I appreciate that. Hold that thought. Let's go to Patriot Ray at 580KIDO. Good morning, Patriot Ray.
Good morning, Kevin and everybody there. Kevin, I sat last night and I listened to the flowery speech, which, you know, was rather impressive. He does speak well when he's on a prompter. And he touches the heart of many people. But you look back and you say, when has this man ever told the truth? So what's the real agenda here? The real agenda, as far as I'm concerned, is for this man. His whole agenda is to destroy the United States of America, and he wants to become the president of the UN. The speeches that he gives there, the talk about what he's going to do, the talk that he made to others when he's elected president again, he won't have anybody to really rebuke him, and no one has. He does what he wants to do, and I find that abhorrent that the American people sit back and cheer this man, and you still got Reed, who just thinks he's the best thing since bubblegum, sitting there praising him. You know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and these people don't even have good intentions. They just keep pulling their agenda. So I want to thank you again, Kevin, and I will see you tomorrow morning. I'm looking forward to that. Anxious to be able to sit down and talk to you a little bit.
Yes, sir.
See what we can accomplish on this side. I don't have any ill feelings for those who are here, who, even if they've come illegally, who really want to better their lives and really want to love this country. But my fear is those who come here who have no love for this country, they just want to take advantage of what they can and do the abhorrent things that they do. I mean, we've got beheadings that we don't even hear about that happen on our borders, and nobody talks about that. The only place I ever hear any of that is shows like yours. And thank God that we have that today. I have a lot of faith that things will turn around, and if not, we know in the end that our Lord and Savior is the winner, and the people who support and believe in him and our Lord and Savior will be with us and always. So I'm grateful for you. God bless everybody there for braving the cold and giving to the poor. We just love this time of year, but we hate it too because of those who are homeless and out there, and for the grace of God go us, you know.
You're right. You're right.
We are so grateful for you, Kevin, for taking the time. And boy, what a man you are. Someone we can look up to and admire because of the efforts that you make and those who come out there with you. So,
well, you and I have talked off the air. You inspire me, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that. But, you know, I have a wonderful family, and my family's I've never been without Kevin. Not that I remember. My parents told me stories when I was younger, but I don't recall those times. I recall the good times because I've been blessed. The Lord has really done well by me, and I'm grateful for that and my family. You know, it's just wonderful. So we're going to bring some things in tomorrow. We appreciate you and love you like a brother. My son, you're young enough to be my son. So we just really appreciate you, what you do, and KIDO for having you there. And a Marconi Award winner, man, there's nobody better than you.
Patriot Ray, there is, and his name's Patriot Ray. I've got to run, but God bless, my friend.
Thank you. God bless. Bye.
All right, 580 KIDO. Let's go to Mr. Chomping at the Bit here over here.
Well, I also want to add kudos to Ray because, you know, Ray is a hardworking American, and he sacrifices so much. Few people understand the behind the scenes what Patriot Ray has given for the Boise Rescue Mission. And he's given true sacrifice. He's a great American, and he works hard, and he gives to those who are less fortunate. And I want to say that Patriot Ray, in fact, is an inspiration to me.
He is. All right, since you two have decided to be generous during this segment, we'll come back to you about 7:35. And maybe, Counselor, you'll be on topic, defending the president instead of being all warm and mushy.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Raining.
Sir, yes, sir.
And now you are going to hold the honor of the program by smacking him.
Okay. I've got a little bit.
The road to Jimmy Fallon starts here, my
all
friend.
All right, perfect.
All right.
Come up for it.
All right. O from Eagle, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, plus you, 580-5436. We do want to get your reaction to the president's speech last night. Jeff Sessions, Senator Sessions from Alabama, set to lay the smack down as well. Coming up next, we're going to talk to a very special couple. From the Boise Rescue Mission, and their story will inspire. We hope to inspire you to donate some turkeys. We are here at the Walmart Garrity in Franklin until tomorrow night at 6. And coming up, a special challenge from the Motorcycle Club Association to law enforcement. A lot going on this morning. 580 KIDO. Time for traffic.
If you
you've been in America for more than 5 years, if you have children who are American citizens or legal residents, you'll be able to apply to stay in this country temporarily without fear of deportation. And to those members of Congress who question my authority, I have one answer.
I am the law. You want to be afraid of somebody? Be afraid of me.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Kevin Miller in the Morning here, 580 KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We're here at the Walmart in Garrity and Franklin. To my friend Randy, who from the Motorcycle Club community wanted me to issue this challenge, from the Red Warriors, the Henchmen, the Black Hand, the Iron Cross Warriors, the UMF, and all independents, from the Ghost Mountain Rider Outlaws, not the in-laws. They're issuing a challenge to law enforcement to bring turkeys, don't be a turkey, here as we are at the Walmart Garrity in Franklin. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And we would love for you to be here and donate turkeys, as so many have done this morning. Now, two folks that I've known for a few years from the Boise Rescue Mission, we have John and Michelle. Good morning, folks.
Good morning, Kevin.
I don't even know where to start. This is such a great story. Where should we begin with you two?
we met while we were both in our recovery programs with the Boise Rescue Mission. And we weren't allowed to see each other at that time because they have no strict association policy between
Sure.
men and women while you're in the program. So we kept our distance for a couple of years,
Wow.
catching peaks here and there. And,
really?
And,
2 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And once we both had graduated and we secured full-time positions, both with the Boise Rescue Mission, both of us worked there, we started dating each other and... Didn't take long. We wanted to get married. That's
right.
What we got. We got married.
Boy, the happiness just radiates off you, and I'm sure people listening can tell right now.
Right on. Yeah, we're happy.
That is great. It warms this curmudgeon's heart. Michelle, what about you? What would you like to say?
We did very well in our programs, I believe. We didn't talk. We didn't associate with each other at all. We went to the same church. We worked at the warehouse together. And... He's right. It didn't take long after we started dating for us to realize that that was it for us.
Yeah, indeed. That you both have found each other, have found this great life together, that always hasn't been the case. Can you talk about where you both have been and where you are now?
Oh, man. Where I was at 4 years ago and where I'm at today is completely two different worlds. Sometimes it's surreal, to think back where I've come from. I was a hopeless dope addict, as Reverend Roscoe likes to say. I was just consumed with meth, in and out of jail constantly, had no direction or purpose in life. Just lived day to day where, wherever I ended up was fine with me. I didn't care. Didn't have a concern in the world. Until I got tired of prison and jails, I finally got tired of it, and I said, enough's enough. Checked myself into the New Life program, and everything changed from that point on.
Right.
It was just, it was getting to the point of being tired of being tired, to sound cliche. But I'd just become ashamed of who I was. I'd become ashamed of lying to the people that I cared about. I guess I had kind of had hindsight all of a sudden and realized that, all the lies and stuff I was telling people weren't buying it. I was the only one kind of believing my own lies. And that was shameful to me. So I was, at that point, I was done. I was done.
Sure.
So, Michelle?
And about 5 years ago, I fought to try to get sober, and I ended up in the drug court program and in the mission with three kids. And it was hard, and I knew drug court was keeping me sober, but it wasn't teaching me what I needed to know to stay sober. I wasn't quite getting it yet. And so I was in and out of jail a lot, missing my three kids, and struggling really hard. And I fought for a year and a half to get into the program, and I had an amazing judge who kind of seen.
I remember that day could have gone either way for you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sentencing day was really rough. I didn't think I was going to walk out of the courtroom.
Because you had a lot of people cheering for you, because that was the day I visited City Light. I remember you from that day.
Yes. Kids were waiting at City Light for me. They didn't know if Mom was coming back or not. So they were really stressed out. I had Reverend Roscoe and Jean and several other friends through the mission in the courtroom with me, and I think that spoke a lot.
Right.
And at the time, I knew I needed the program, but I didn't know why. And I did a two-year program. It was hard, but I learned a lot. And I learned how to deal with everyday life of being a mom and stress and people and work and stay sober through it all. So.
And now you're hanging out with John. You're married to John. What's that like?
I am. I never in a million years thought I would get married. I was learning how to be a single mom and doing great at it, and I didn't need to add another complication. And after dating John for a couple months, I could clearly see the difference in my kids and in myself. And we took a small break. I was kind of scared. And I think it was that break that kind of taught me that I didn't have to do it alone. That I had a man who loved me and who was going to be there, and he was great. So we decided then we were going to get married and have some more kids. And
yeah, we have one on the way.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Anything else you folks would like to say about the power of faith, of God, of working these miracles? Because, I mean, you could just tell when you see people, it's just so inspiring. So
right.
I'm just so happy for both of you. I really am.
Thank you. I just, we owe a lot to the Boise Rescue Mission for giving us the place to not only meet and form our life together, but to repair the damage that we had in the past. But we owe more to God. You know, I think God had it in His plan, the day we were born, that this was the path we would both take and come together this way. And, it's just been a miracle how everything's worked out. Some relationships are formed out of codependency and stuff, and this one's totally not.
Quickly, what do donations mean to the Boise Rescue Mission for events like this?
It means everything. We help so many people every day of the year, holidays or not holidays. We're helping people. We're out there. We're on the front lines every day, trying to get the homeless off the street, keep them fed and warm in bed. And if it wasn't for the donations and the people of this Treasure Valley that do that for us, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. So we're very blessed to be in a community like this that takes care of their homeless and their shelters and make it a point to be there, for us. So it means the world to us.
Well, thank you. You've inspired us this morning. Really
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin.
Take care. Do want to remind everybody the big cash call today at 10 and at 2. And if you are on the phones holding, Liberal Steve Aaron, Jim and Star, we will get your calls next. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
New KIDO and Kevin Miller's holiday mission is underway thanks to Team Mazda, Nelson's RV, and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from McGarity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. We're joined by Canyon County Sheriff Kieran Donahue. Sheriff Donahue, good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you today?
Great. Good to be up. Good to be here. Good to be seen.
That's good to know. So here we are donating turkeys to the Boise Rescue Mission. You work with the mission quite a bit. Can you talk about your work and the good works that you all do for the mission?
Thank you. It is a tremendous program. I think it's probably the model, really, could be considered the model for the United States, what Bill Roscoe and his staff do down there, their board of directors. Where we're involved with a lot, Bill, of course, is our chaplain for the Canyon County Sheriff's Office. And, we see something every day that requires Bill's interaction and work and the stuff that they do. Unfortunately, that's a really downside to our job that we see so many people in need, whether you're talking about homeless because of economic situations or things that have happened in their lives, or just some of the cultural things that people have come up through society, where these children and folks, both men and women, have been on hard times for not just a day or two or a month, but years. And so we are constantly working with Bill and his staff to try to reach out to these people. How can we give them a hand up and get them out of the situations that they're in and get them possibly start on a new path or a different path to make it better for them and their families?
Why is that important to you? When people think of law enforcement, they think of crime and punishment. They don't think of faith in God.
You know, I think that's an excellent question.
Because you're a man of faith.
I am, absolutely. Very, very strong believer in my faith. And where it becomes important is people do have that conception that it's just about punishment and accountability. But quite frankly, I was just talking about this yesterday, about we take an oath to protect society. And, you know, our first goal has to be public safety in any society. And so for us, if we can deter those problems early on in the children's lives or set them on the right path or a different path, then we are not having to hold them accountable for criminal activity or things that they get involved with later down the road. So it's really, there's a clear delineation of what those children are doing at the grade school level, the junior high level, the high school level, as to what's going to somewhat dictate how they're going to be as an adult. And so the best thing for us is to be involved with children, with the programs for families, and show them that there is something different than that, even if they're not seeing it in their own lives or in their own families. And as you know, we have the Shop with a Cop program coming up in a couple of weeks, where our officers are so involved in that to reach out to those who are less fortunate to show them that people do care.
You've done a lot of amazing things in your life. What do you say to people that are down on their luck, sir, to inspire them?
You know, it's, yeah, tough deal, isn't it? It's
holidays are very tough, and tough for law enforcement having to deal with people, whether it's suicide, whether they're harming themselves,
right,
whether they're having a place to go.
It's, you can't give up. Even though you may have fallen by the wayside in your own mind or in society's mind, you cannot give up, and you have to keep fighting. And, you know, when my twin brother and I did the movie and stuff that you and I talk about a lot,
The Lost River.
Yeah, it's a lot about that. No matter what hurdles are set in front of you, no matter how hard life becomes, you can't give in to that. It's only going to be you in the end who's going to change that direction. It has to be come from you inside as to what you want to have happen. And no matter how hard life is, you have to keep fighting. You have to have that spirit inside and say, I'm not going to be beat. It's not going to beat me, and I have to get up and I have to keep moving. And that's what I try to tell people. And even in my life, I've been there when I hoped I had a can of soup in the cupboard. I hoped I did. Sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't when I was younger. And I never quit fighting, and I always look back to my faith and Christianity and how can I get out of this. And so I can speak from some experience it's a very, very hard road at times, but we have to prevail, and we have to never give up.
Now I'm going to ask you to do something newsworthy here. Your reaction to the president's speech last night on amnesty, and what does that mean for Canyon County?
Well, I'm not sure if we can dictate exactly what it means for Canyon County. I think the country as a whole is a very risky business, what he's proposing. I would hope that Congress prevails in that and takes a very strong stance against it. I don't think that's the answer. You know, we obviously here in Canyon County or in the state of Idaho, we work off a tax structure like any other state, and people paying taxes and going through the processes. I have absolutely no qualms about someone immigrating into our country and going through the process and doing it the legal. We're law enforcement. We do it the legal process. That's what we're here for, is to enforce the law. And yet when people circumvent the law and circumvent the process, especially someone high up in our system,
right,
then I think that's counterproductive as to why and how our country was built.
Do we have an illegal immigration problem in Canyon County?
We do across the country, yeah. I mean, it's here we're so much more of an agricultural-based county than most counties are, even within the state. So we're very strongly agriculturally. So a lot of people who come here, whether illegal or not illegal, come here to work with our farmers and agricultural growers. So there's a lot of good that comes from that in terms of a workforce. However, I still maintain that it has to be done in a legal process and in a process that was set forward. And so I think what you've seen over the generations, let's go back to the 70s and the 60s when we had a lot of the farm labor come up here seasonally. But then there's that offshoot in any society when the offshoot becomes, well, these people come too, and they don't come here to work. They come here to do criminal activity. And that's where we get into the stuff with the cartels, you know, the Mexican cartels and the methamphetamine trade. Well, that didn't just come here because it was a nice place to be. It came here on the skirts, if you will, of labor and industry. And now we've got such a tremendous problem both here and throughout the United States, especially the Western United States with methamphetamine. Well, that's coming from illegal people as well. And so those same routes of bringing, smuggling illegal, undocumented people through is the same routes that we have tremendous loads of methamphetamine, which absolutely comes back to why you're here today.
Right.
It creates homelessness and problems in the economy.
Our great friend, Kieran Donahue, Sheriff of Canyon County, Shop with a Cop, December 6th, 30 seconds. What does that mean for the police officers shopping and helping those kids, sir?
That for just a few hours of a day, they get to get away from their normal activity of responding and reacting and be proactive and be out there and give heroship to these children and show them that they do care. Regardless of how you view police officers, they're just humans. They have to do their job, but they're out there to be with you. And it's very heartwarming for those officers to be with those children to shop on that day.
It's always heartwarming to have you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Thanks for what you do.
If they were recast in Chuck Norris, you'd be my guy.
Wow. You're amazing.
7:49, time for traffic at 5.
That's Dio and Kevin Miller's holiday mission is underway. Thanks to Team Mazda, Nelson's RV, and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
7:55, Kevin Miller in the morning with Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, and O from Eagle. And let's get back to the president, your reaction to the president's speech. Now, I really appreciate you coaching me, Alan, but this is not the courtroom. This is the theater of the radio. So
you're out of order.
Exactly. Go ahead, O. What do you got?
So the question is...
We don't have much time. Let's go.
What do illegal aliens and a turkey have in common?
What's that?
They both occasionally get presidential pardons.
And let's be honest.
So it's a holiday, special holiday.
Rounding up.
Hold on, I'm playing the president because I wasn't impressed.
Isn't realistic.
Well,
hang on.
If next
Anyone
Friday
who suggests
is
otherwise
Friday.
Isn't being straight with you. It's also not who we are as Americans.
All right, there we have it. Back to you, O.
Okay. Well, I decided to come out and help you celebrate today and bring a ham. But if next Friday is Black Friday, I guess this Friday should be Brown Friday, right? Is that kind of how it works after the speech we heard last night?
Is there a bell that I can hear?
Okay. I think we need a special terminology for our new group of 5 million soon-to-be citizens and Democratic voters. I think they should be called forever and for more Obamacans for that special group of 5 million folks.
And
they got to have a name,
and
right?
You wanted Obamacans. And you wanted him to go first?
Well, absolutely.
Well, you got a minute left here.
Okay. By the way, I want
to... No, you got a minute left in the segment.
A shout-out to Liberal Steve. I heard congratulations are in order for Liberal Steve's family, that his niece is engaged to be married. That's the good news. The bad news is it's Charles Manson that she's getting married to. Did you hear about that?
You know, it's funny because Tom Bigby, who used to run CBS Radio, had the best line ever. Did Obama just declare himself legal?
Anyways.
Time for traffic now at 580 KIDO. All right, 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. We continue on. Alan L. Morton, you have 40 seconds.
What happened last night?
What do you mean?
What happened last night?
The speech.
The speech. You know, I am the law comes to mind, you know, with Judge Dredd. But, you know, he hasn't much in the way of options when Congress refuses to act. You know, what's the role of the president? Just to sit there and wait? Or take the initiative that he did.
No, he didn't interrupt your time.
You know, what he did was...
Do you hear that? That's the music coming.
He executed an executive order, and now it's up to Congress to act.
All right, that's some in-depth, compelling, and comedic coverage. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO.